This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday visited communities in eastern Alabama devastated by tornadoes that tore through homes and businesses and killed 23 people. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The president observed a moment of silence before 23 wooden crosses to remember the victims. Around him, trees were uprooted, houses were torn from their foundations.
We saw things that you wouldn't believe.
The president and first lady were there to listen and to hug families of the victims.
I said, how did it go? She said, I lost 10 people. And a couple of others lost 2 and 3. I've never seen anything like it.
He told people in Beauregard the government has their backs.
FEMA's laying it out.
Before leaving a relief center, the president posed for photographs and signed autographs. There was also chanting. A local pastor said it was an uplifting visit, adding the recovery is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, President Trump said Friday that his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, lied to Congress for a second time when he said he did not ask for a presidential pardon. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports that means that the president could be called as a witness.
Cohen told a House panel last week he never sought nor would accept a pardon from Trump, who calls that a stone-cold lie.
He's lied about a lot of things, but when he lied about the pardon, that was really a lie.
Later tweeting, he rejected a personal appeal from Cohen for a pardon, the strongest assertion yet that Cohen may have lied under oath. Cohen tweeted minutes later, saying the president's the one who is lying. But his own lawyer says Cohen directed a previous attorney to explore a possible pardon with the Trump legal team. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.